أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala explained the first time that Allah Ta'ala had sent Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from Jannah down into this world. And then in between, that is the masala, the question of Ismat-e-Anbiya, that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are completely free from any and all types of sin. Allah gave them the complete protection, and like the malaika who cannot commit any sin, Allah saved all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also. Yeah, in this ayat then Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. Humne hukam diya ke niche jao jahan se tum sab. Allah Tabaarak wa Ta'ala gave the command that they must stay in this world. From Jannah, Allah had sent Adam alayhi salam, Hawa alayhi salam into this world. And in various places in the Quran Sharif, this whole incident is mentioned. In some places, Allah Ta'ala says, the two of you, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, that was a direct address. In this ayat and many other ayats, Allah uses the plural and say all of you, referring to the offspring, the children of Adam alayhi salam, that all of you now be in this world, stay in this world. This was for various reasons. Allah Ta'ala wanted the Bani Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salam, to be in this world, so Allah Ta'ala had given that command. And Allah Ta'ala wanted that they must be all together here, believers and non-believers. Had they stayed in the Akhirat, then they should never have been together. The believers should have gone to Jannah and the non-believers to Jahannam. So they would not have been together. And Allah wanted it in His system and wisdom that all of you stay together here. And that is for one reason, for this, to test us. That who will remain in this environment now where there is kufr, shirk, there is lot of fitna everywhere, and a person is tempted and invited towards evil because of the non-believers and their way of life. So we are tested here to see who will remain properly on deen and who will get influenced by the kufr, and who will then go towards kufr also, or towards transgression of Allah Ta'ala. This could not happen in the Akhirat. So Allah wanted it that it must happen, and that everyone be tested in this world, and also that everyone gets a free chance. Allah will, as Allah explains in front, that I will send my commandments to you. Now is the time for test in this world. Who is going to observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and who is going to discard and don't worry about the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, in this world, and that also for a little while, as Allah Ta'ala had explained, that in this world, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٍ. For a little while you will be here in this world. And the purpose of being here is not to live it up here, is not to amass the wealth of this dunya, is not to build huge mansions and have the fun and enjoyment of this very temporary and useless dunya, but it is to prepare for the Akhirat and to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, to appreciate all His favors upon us, and to make shukr in itself also, and all our ibadat is also shukr for all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah send us in this world for this little while to test us, as Allah says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًا. Phir agar tumko pahunche mere taraf se koi hidayat. Then when hidayat comes to you from my side, that is, Allah will send the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala will reveal His kitabs, so all that hidayat from Allah Ta'ala will come. And then we will be tested now. How much are we going to follow the teachings of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, And for us, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much are we going to observe and fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? So here is the place for test. So therefore Allah commanded that stay in this dunya for a while and be tested and prove yourself here. فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. تو جو چلا میری ہدایت پر نہ خوف ہوگا ان پر اور نہ وہ غمگین ہوں گے. Then when my hidayat will come, my Anbi alayhi salatu wa salam will come, I will reveal my kitabs and send them to you. Those people then who will follow those commandments, who will make their lives according to the Quran Sharif for this ummah, and they will follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif, and they will follow the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, for such people, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ, there will be no fear upon them, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, or no, وہ غمگین ہوں گے, and neither will they be sad and sorrowful. For those who observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, as Allah explicitly says in other ayats of the Quran Sharif also, those who follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala removes fear from them also, and grief, fear of the future also, that what will happen to us. Allah Ta'ala puts in their heart that they were, that Allah Ta'ala will be on their side, and Allah Ta'ala's help will be with them, and neither do they grieve of the past either, that we that the dunya now we have left it, and the enjoyments of dunya we have left, they won't have that grief at all. However, those people who disobey Allah Ta'ala, they are always in a state of fear that what is going to happen to us. We have broken the laws of Allah Ta'ala. We have been disobedient to Him. We have transgressed so greatly, like a person who is guilty of a crime. He's all this, got this fear that I will be arrested, I will be tried in court, I will be sentenced, I will go to jail, etc. Whatever it might be, he has this fear all the time. And those people also, they grieve of the pleasures and enjoyments which they had, and now we can't have those pleasures and enjoyments anymore. However, ulama have explained here also, this fear, yeah, Allah said, alayhim, the word Allah is used. That is, there won't be complete fear upon them. Some fear there will be. Even the Anbiya and the Mursaleen, they also fear for Allah Ta'ala. Though they are obedient to Allah, but Allah's greatness, Allah's awe, Allah's grandeur. And on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will be in His full Jalal and His full awe, and He will announce, Limanil Mulkul Yom, for who is sovereignty and kingdom today. At that time, even the great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will also have fear. But that fear won't overtake them. They won't be immersed in that fear. They will have that fear which will be part of their life, not completely overtaken by that. And so they also will have that fear. So the fear for Allah Ta'ala, in spite of a person, we all have made our fajr, may Allah accept it. But this fear is necessary for us, whether it's accepted or not. Well, that fear we must have. All our ibadat we do, all the time, we must never be set on our laurels and feel that I've done so much, so I've got nothing to worry. We don't know whether it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala or whether it is not accepted. That fear. But a person who didn't make namaz at all, a person who doesn't believe, that person has got very much more greater fear, and that fear is of a different type also. So anyway, in this ayat Allah has explained, He has put us in this world temporarily and to test us. We are living with the non-believers and with the sinful, and that in itself is a test, that we must not be influenced by them, we must not be overtaken by them, we must not live like they live. We have got our own Islamic identity, and we have got our own lives of Islam and of the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must adopt that way of life, and we must go all out to please Allah and to make Him happy. That is why Allah has put us here for this temporary time. Wa akhiru da'wana.